AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A rare snowstorm brought Oregon's largest city to a screeching halt today. Thousands of vehicles barely able to move on Portland streets and on one of its major highways. A different story, though, in Serene Lakes, California, where kids went sled riding today in a snowstorm. Other kids in the Midwest had to bundle up. Another bone-chilling night on tap across the upper Midwest. The cold wave that is headed toward Connecticut could drop the temperature tonight to 12 below zero in some places. Chilling testimony today as the prosecution wrapped up its case against the white man who is charged with killing nine black churchgoers studying the Bible on a Wednesday night in Charleston, South Carolina last June.
The prosecution rested after playing the jury the recording of shooting survivor Polly Shepherd's desperate 911 call.
He's coming, please.
Okay.
In between telling the operator what she knew, Shepherd prayed, "Help us, Lord. Please help us, Lord."
There's so many people dead, I think.
She said Dylan Roof told her he let her live to tell the world his racist motive. Roof's lawyers rested their case without calling any witnesses after a judge ruled they could not present evidence about his mental health. I'm Steve Coleman.
Yahoo has discovered a three-year-old security breach that enabled a hacker to compromise more than 1 billion user accounts, breaking the company's own humiliating record for the biggest security breach in history. Security expert Will Donaldson says it's important for folks to use different passwords on every site they visit to minimize damage if there is a hack.
A lot of people use that same screen name or username or login. They use that for multiple sites. And of course, if they're using the same password, if that's released, they can get into multiple accounts from the same hack.
This is AP Radio News. The Fed has hiked a key interest rate, the first increase in a year.
With the economy continuing to improve, Fed policymakers were unanimous in approving a quarter-point increase in the benchmark rate.
It is a vote of confidence in the economy.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen said modest economic growth is expected, but no huge boost from President-elect Trump's promised tax cut and deregulation proposals.
2.1% in 2017 and stays close to 2% in 2018 and 2019.
Fed policymakers are looking for inflation to be about 2% in a couple of years, and they now expect three rate hikes next year instead of two. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Shares in Asia saw losses early Thursday after the Fed raised interest rates overnight. The quarter percentage point increase, the second in a decade, was widely expected, although investors were surprised. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.